Okay, so we got our groceries. It started to rain while we were loading it up.
That's my beautiful wife, Catherine, and she's talking about a day earlier this year where something terrible happened. We were out running errands, she was driving, and on our way home, as we were on the interstate, it started to pour. So all the cars around us started to slow down a little bit, which placed a semi directly on our left. To our right was a concrete wall.
I didn't want to be between the semi and the wall, so I kind of started to speed up a little bit to get ahead of the semi.
But on this stretch of highway, water was starting to pool up. And as my wife was trying to pass this truck,
it hit a puddle and started to hydroplane.
As we were sliding, I remember looking to my left and watching a semi come at us. It's a strange feeling seeing a loved one in between you and such a powerful force of destruction. It is an incredibly helpless feeling. And then... I remember broken glass, the police asking me questions, and the look of terror on my wife's face. We rode with a talkative man in a tow truck to a junkyard. Our car was totaled. We were sore and dazed, but somehow, very much alive. That night, we were going to go over to my wife's brother's house to wind down and be fed a meal. We were just trying to be normal, despite the traumatizing thing that had just happened. But when I grabbed my keys to leave, there was a moment. My wife gave me this look with tears in her eyes, like, I need you right now. I walked over like a magnet, drawn into a hug. And not a normal hug, a holy shit, we're alive hug. In a scared voice, my wife said,
I thought I killed us.
Then something happened that has never happened in our almost 8 years of marriage. We both lost it completely. Now, to be clear, I am a crier. I've shed plenty of tears over the years, and so has she. But one person is always playing a role, either of support or maybe even the reason why the other person is crying. But this time, we were both just lost in it. As we hugged, I could feel breath rise and fall in her chest. She was alive. I was alive. It was a reminder that we are so incredibly fragile, and that every breath is precious.